grow and sing.
Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome to Love Live, Ruach Remnant Reality Radio's Praise, Prayer, Decree, and Declare for a second Yom of the contiguous week. The first Yom, it is the first Yom of the eighth month, August, according to the Gregorian calendar. I am Shalak Scribe, and I am your Yajay for the morning. So hallelujah. I apologize for my tardiness. My computer is working. I am on my way, but we're going to ask Yam if she'd be willing to come forward and pray clear the line this morning, and maybe move us into her her teaching prior to my opening statements, so that I can make sure that my computer is fully functional. Can we make that happen?
That's a good idea. That mute guy, he just likes to hang out and get in the way at times. But hallelujah, this is the day that Yah has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I have something to be super thankful for. That's my baby girl, Dawn. It is her birthday. And I send my heart greetings to say I am very thankful that Yah gave me her. She is a Baruch Atah to me. And let her birthday just reach the expectations of her heart. And thank you so much for her. So this day is yours, Father. Again, we assemble together on this second Yom so that we can renew our relationship with you and establish firmly that just for today we are walking with you, and we get the opportunity to renew every morning our relationship with you, and to establish our place. Father, we desire to please you. We belong to you. You are our beloved, and you desire us. Thank you that you created us and desire to watch us grow in your nature and your ways to express love, so that there is nothing we're lacking, because we experience the height, the depth, the breadth, the length, and the width of the love that you have towards us. And thank you that you give us many gifts, like children and friends and our relationship with you, so that we can do the exploit and rejoice in them. So let us begin this day on the fact that you have a plan, and we are willing, and you make us able. So we can say that we will accomplish the great exploit you have planned. Let not the enemy triumph over us. And that gets us, Father, into where we're at in 1 Samuel, about chapters 18, 19, and going into 20. We're seeing that Saul became very jealous of of David, because Saul lost his place as king. The anointed left him, and Yah had Saul speak it on to David, and David was to be the king. And in this process of becoming king and developing into who he needs to be and going through every exploit he was supposed to become that king, he and Jonathan, the physical son of Saul, became very close friends. And that friendship was ordained by Yah, because they both agreed and loved Yah. And Jonathan stood up and protected David all he could. And then we see, even with David being sent into places of danger, Saul hoping he'd be killed or captured by the enemy and done whatever would happen to a king or to a commander who's captured, and it didn't happen. Why? Well, Yah protected David, and he was able to do everything Saul sent him to do, everything Saul commanded him to do. Yah made him be successful. So Saul could not do anything but accept that. And his fear was tremendous, because he knew that he and was able to see the favor of Yah on David. Now Saul needed only to repent to establish a right relationship with his Messiah. And if he would have, he lost his opportunity to be a king that would serve the people of Israel with honor, and he failed to do that. And because of that, he would never have that place again. Yet he could have been forgiven, and then Yah would make new plans, a better way for Saul to have his life instead of living in fear and being so involved in himself that he could not hear the voice of Yah and could not and did not repent of that. So there we see the fall of a man, the fall of a king. And aren't we all as kings? And he tells us we're a royal priesthood. We are kings and queens and princesses and princesses. And we are given a place in the kingdom when we have humbled ourselves and have established a right relationship with him, where we communicate every day with him. I can see David, and we can read all the different ways he communicated his love to Yah and kept that door of fellowship with the Most High Deity so that they communicated, and so that he was able to come into his place that Yah had ordained. And that's a beautiful thing to remember, that nothing can separate us from the love of Yah, and in that love is the perfect place we were created to be. And we can depend upon the hand of our Almighty to protect us and to keep us and get us into the position he ordains us to be. And I pray, Father, that none of us miss it, that we all have eyes to see, and they are opened wide and not blinded by the enemy, and that we stay with you in all we do, because Yeshua did nothing but what he heard from the Father. And I pray that each one of us do that which we hear from the Father, and not be persuaded to go after our own lust, because the enemy does go about seeking who he can devour. And in that devouring, he tells us lies, and he encourages us to look at ourselves and what we want. Yet, our Yah is able to keep us onto the day, onto this whole day. There is nothing we lack in him, and we shall see the goodness of Yah in the land of the living. So let us live today and do the exploit that he has for us, and let us be pleasing to him, because we want his face to smile upon us, for in that, He is pleased with us. And as far as pleasure, there is nothing greater than being in his presence, because that's where fullness of life is. And he will give us the battle plan. And he is our champion. So as we listen and obey him, our commander in chief, in this life, we shall see the result, and all our needs will be met. And we will reign over the enemy and rule. His negative words will be canceled by us. We will be able, he says, to lay hands upon people as elders and in him as established, as being pillars. And he will make all things new. And we will be forever with him. Infinity is hard to understand. With him, we will be able to experience eternal life. Thank you for that, Father. And I will say Amen, and I will turn this back over to Scribe.
Thank you.
Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Yami. Sorry about the delay on getting back, everybody. It happens sometimes. So, a strong teaching on 2 Samuel today. That was good. And again, I'm still groggy. Alarm was set for 5:30, but body said 6:30, so I woke up at 10 to 7. I apologize. But I am grateful to be here. I am thankful that Abiyah decided to give me another day. I am excited for the opportunities to come. I pray I can walk in Yah's will, that I can walk in obedience, that I can walk in authority, that I can walk in prosperity in the kingdom, so that Yah's rules, Yah's desires for me can be accomplished. And we're going to take a music break here real quick, and when we come back, I will hopefully be a little less foggy than I am right now, because for whatever reason, I am still a bit foggy. Might not be enough. Might not have had enough coffee yet. So give me a few seconds, please. And I think this one fits.
I'm on.
yes, yes. He is Kodesh. Hallelujah. I am thankful this morning. I'm thankful this morning that I've got a roof over my head. I'm thankful this morning that I've got an office that I can work in. I'm thankful this morning that I've got a vision of where things could be. I'm thankful that I have a lot of work ahead of me to refine that vision and myself. I'm thankful for the leadership in my life. I'm thankful for the willingness to take action towards something bigger than I am. I'm thankful for this line. I'm thankful for the Mishpacha. I'm thankful for my natural family. I am thankful for the struggles and the no's that I get in business. Because that just tells me that the next ready person is that much closer. I just have to go find them. I am thankful for the disappointments along the way in my life, as it teaches me to handle things appropriately. And I'm thankful for the victories. Because it shows me that Yah is active and He is a fulfiller of His word. Not that that can be doubted, because every time we open our eyes, we see that He has performed one type of miracle or another somewhere, and normally right in front of us. Hallelujah. I decree and declare this morning that today will not be another wasted day. I will accomplish what needs to be done. I decree and declare a conquering of past behaviors. I will not be a disappointment to my business partners, my ministry partners, my family. I will not be a disappointment to Yahweh. I decree and declare that any promises, any prayers, any curses that have been railed against me, against this land, against my family, or against anybody in the Mishpacha that I am connected to, because of who I am or because of what I represent, I decree and declare that they are broken. I pray that I will have clarity and focus of what needs to be done. And pray I will push through to get the word out. I will be happy. I will rejoice. I will be excited. I will behave in every way Abba Yah would have me to behave, as I go about being who He needs me to be, both in ministry and in the marketplace. I am His. Because He is mine. And He chose me and sought me. All I had to do was respond. I'm grateful that I have another day to respond positively to Him. I am an overcomer. I am a warrior. I am a Galal Talmudim. I am an ordained minister. I am an emulator. I am undefeated. I am welcomed. I am determined. I am the head and not the tail. I am the above and not the belief and not the beneath. I am growing daily in Yahweh, growing daily in the Ruach HaKodesh, growing daily in Yeshua. And I carry a message that cannot be scorned, that cannot be degraded, cannot be watered down, cannot be defamed. I am an awesome man of Elohim, only because he is awesome within me. I am a lover of all men. I am a willing participant in all that is good. I am Yah's, and he is mine. Hallelujah. We are going to call Marissa forward, see if she's ready to go. Hello. Hallelujah. Good morning.
Yeah, I feel born.
Hallelujah.
Good morning, Shalach Rock. I hear you back there, too.
Yeah, he's here with me. Outside.
Good morning. Where are we today, Marissa?
We are outside on the orange couch by the yard, the front yard, looking at the wonderful mountain and there's wonderful walls out here and beautiful trees, and then we're watching the sunrise as it's working its way out.
Oh, I know what that looks like.
Yeah.
This guy's been out here before.
Oh, yeah, he told me he was out here one time.
Not one time, he gave all your money, Dave.
I mean, he said in Arizona.
A couple of months that he was here.
He was in Arizona, and I know he's here for a couple of months, but he was here. So that's good. So, I'm going to read the Ephesians. And then the couches. Okay. So you're going to be meeting them yesterday. Okay. Ephesians 4 and 6. It says, "Then I, the prisoner of our master, exhort you to walk worthily of the calling in which you were called, with all humility and meekness, with longsuffering, bearing with one another in love, being eager to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, or one Ruach, even as you also were called in one hope of your calling, one Yahweh, one faith, one mikveh, one Elohim and Father of all, one above all and through all and in you all. So each one of us was given Hanan according to the measure of the gift of Messiah. Because of this," he says, "having ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. But that he went up, that is it enough, sorry, but that he went up, what is it except that he also first came down into the lower parts of the earth. He that came down is the same who also went up above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And indeed, he has assigned some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some evangelists, and some shepherds and teachers, and for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the building up of the body of Messiah, until we all may come to the unity of faith and of all the full knowledge
of the son of Elohim to a full-grown man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Messiah, so that we may no longer be children being blown and carried about in every wind of the false doctrine of men, who through their craftiness are very skillful in deceiving the people. But speaking the truth in love, we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head of the Messiah. It is through him that the whole body is closely framed together and united at all joints according to the gift that is imparted by measure to each member for the guidance and control of the body, in order to complete the edifying of the body in love. Therefore I say this and testify in the Master that you no longer walk even as also the rest of the nations walk, in the vanity of their mind, having been darkened by their intellect, being alienated from the life of Elohim, because they have no knowledge, which is because of the hardness of their heart. Having been darkened, I already read that part, who having cast off all feeling, surrendered themselves up to lust and to the practice of all uncleanness with a desire for more and more. But that it is not what you have been taught in Messiah, if indeed you heard him and were taught in him as the truth is in Yeshua. Lay aside all your former practices and put off the old man, having been regenerated with deceitful lusts. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new man, who is created by Elohim in righteousness and true Kadesh. Therefore, put away from you the lying and speak the truth, each with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. And do not give the devil a chance. The one stealing, let him steal no more, but rather let him labor, working what is good with the hands, that he may have something to give to the one who has need. Let not any evil word go out from your mouth, but words that are good and useful for edification, that it may impart a berukata to those who hear them. And do not grieve the work HaKadosh of Elohim, by whom you were sealed to the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and anger and wrath and tumult and evil speaking be put away from you, along with malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as Elohim has forgiven us through the Messiah. And we put our armor on today, which is chapter 6, starting at number 11.
No, you don't need to do 6.
You want me to do 6?
No, 4.
Okay.
That's fine.
So it's like I do
the whole chapter, that's fine.
Okay, I like to put the armor on. So I can do that later then, on my own.
Well, that's the habit that we need to create for you, learning scripture. So
learning different ones.
So what is that scripture about?
Which
what
one?
Is chapter 4 about?
One
word.
It's about Ikad.
One word.
Unity.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
About like I said yesterday, you were talking about all morning yesterday about crucifying the past, your flesh and the lusts, and getting rid of the old self, which is what I'm going to be doing this season with you in this Arizona property, in the state of Arizona. I'm going to be doing my fourth step and so forth, doing more of my transformed to continue it out here, as I started it with my brother Scribe in Sheboygan to do the in-house with him. And it's definitely a big change coming out of the spring weather and winter weather to Scribe's house, and then or winter weather to the spring and then middle of summer. And now I'm in Arizona with Rock, so
this is the hottest time.
Right now it doesn't feel hot, which is nice. The mornings are really good here. Here's somebody that'll be watering at 5 a.m. because I asked Rock yesterday about doing yard work. And in my mind, 5 a.m., what are you, nuts? But I can see why, because I asked him a better time of day to do it. So most times you do it later after dinner evening, but I guess here is the morning. So.
Good to start a project.
Yeah.
Start learning about the garden. Is that's going to be yours?
We get to play with that.
You
make it pretty.
Make
as long as you
spices. If you want to do mint, if you want to do
mint goes good. If the cucumber detox
echinacea,
water.
Echinacea. Anything you
want
to grow.
You need echinacea out here.
No, we're going to go buy the seeds and we're gonna plant the stuff here. And
well, yeah, hallelujah. Because there's all sorts of stuff I want to learn about.
That's going to be your own portion of goodness garden.
I get my own garden. Hallelujah. So I've always wanted my own garden because I used to help my mom. Like, was,
oh, hallelujah. You're getting a dream come true right now.
Fruit and vegetable garden. I never did an herb garden before.
Hallelujah.
So studying and learning I need to do. But yeah, because, and I have.
We'll buy him some manure. We'll go get the dung, the cow's dung.
Oh, fun.
We'll pour it in there. It'll smell great out here.
Oh, in the morning time?
Oh, it's going to smell just like cow shit.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. We get to smoke cow poop every morning. Well, maybe the smell will go away with Abraham.
It does. It takes about a week or two, and then it
dies. And we'll be doing our morning calls on that porch by the metal chairs. Yeah, because I used to do gardening, and then when I lived in apartments, I just never did it. And so I wanted to do it again eventually. So hallelujah, I get to do some different types of, it looks like it needs a little bit of cleaning up first.
So what you're going to be able to connect in your mind is the Garden of Eden to this garden and getting your hands into the dirt and all of the whole production and producing and you becoming a producer and getting that down in your brain. That's what farming in the scriptures really is teaching, is how to be productive. Because you've been unproductive in your life in the past, but that's going to all change as of right now.
Yeah, most of the time I'm not very productive.
This is the first day of the rest of your life, girl. You got 24 hours in your billfold. How are you going to spend it?
Spend it wisely.
Aha, there we go. That's what's up.
Yeah. And and prosper. My brain is going to prosper. So hallelujah. I do kind of clear for prosperity and being wise, which is chakma. And I do kind of clear that as this morning as we look to Yahweh for our day, and as well as for the beauty that we have to do the starting our day in Him, as Scribe likes to start every morning with our praise. I do kind of clear that we are in Ikad, and I do kind of clear that we are fruitful in Yahweh, and that the fruits of the Ruach HaKodesh is love, kindness, joy, shalom, faith, patience, goodness, self-control. I do kind of clear for the Malachim are taking place, that they are protecting us, and as well as the overseers, is Rock and Sandy and Scott and Kim, Yami, and her brother and our sister on the line, Jennifer and her family, as well as our other brethren that come on the virtual plane on for the morning calls. And I decree and declare for that we are walking in Yahweh's fullness, and that He's keeping us upright in Him. And as those who are out there struggling in any type of addiction today, Yahweh, we lift them up to You. Because You know who they are. You know where they stand, Yahweh. You know where they fall short. And as we've seen many people come through here, like the people that are wearing the jackets in the middle of summer, whether they're stuck in the lack or stuck in their sickness of any type of addiction or their mental health problems or stronghold on them. I pray that You lift them off of them. And also as well as other cities that the homeless people are, or the drug addicts, that You keep them in Your righteousness, Yahweh, that You can carry them through their sorrows and their problems, that they can overcome their addictive lifestyle and their mindset of being broke, that they can overcome and come into your fullness, Yahweh. And I decree and declare for the addiction out there, that You helping those, Yahweh, who are stuck out there and still using or not knowing what the heck is that. The fly in my glasses. Anyways, that Yahweh has It keeps them out of the mindset of addiction, and it can set them free. In Yeshua's name, and for the alcoholics out there too, that they can find a way out of their addiction. Get away from me, Sly. Sorry, it's right in my face. And also for the dope dealers, that they can find a way to repent and turn from their wicked ways. Or they can, the men and women in uniform can do their job to get them off the streets. We thank you for the calling of those who are in the authority to lead, to do the work of the legal aspect of things, that you keep them strong and safe, Yahweh, and to help them so they do the right job and to do it right in trust in you and not the in the flesh or evil ways. And I pray for the resources to come in as well for those who need the help with opening up the doors to facilities of rehabs and different facilities and different houses of private rehabs, or you name it, Yahweh. I pray that you have your way with them, as well as our government is corrupted out there. I pray for you to come into a place with any God for the government, that they can uproot the evil workers and send Yahweh, that Yahweh can send his workers there and keep the workers to be bold in that situation. And as well as finances, Yahweh, in our businesses, X39 and is it the Asante and our longevity, be helping those so they can come to help us grow in our future, and as well as in the near future. And thank you for your taking people out of the wilderness, and you're keeping us and cleansing us from our past fleshly sins, as well as if we break agreements with our past sins. And I pray for those who are in the love ministry, for our brothers and sisters that minister in the prison system, and for our overseers, and for Steve Shipley, and the teachers of Yahweh. And I pray for my family, and for Eva's caretakers, and for Shipa, Leela, Gary, and Kumar, and as well as my dad, Don. We lift them up to you in Yeshua's name. I pray for my children, as Ava and Aiden, and I pray for the sex slavery out there, Yahweh, the sex trafficking, and for the deception behind it, that you know who they are. I pray for the workers to help them to come out of that, to set them free from that situation, as well as the world violence and the gun violence and the other situations that is not in our control. I pray for the gun violence as well, that you will help less of that happen, as well as less deaths out there. And I pray for the safety of those who are swimming and doing things, for safety upon those who are doing stuff in water, for the kids and for the family members and even the animals. I am bold, and I am Yahweh's daughter. I am loved, and I am a doer. I am an overcomer. I am beautiful. I am great. I am faithful, and I am gifted. I am brooked, and I am righteous, and I am able to do all things through the Messiah who strengthens me. And I am a great mother who is getting greater. I am his beloved. I am a warrior, and I am a champion. And I am successful, and I am a good daughter. And I am thankful for Yahweh, for my legacy, for the world that we are living on, and for life that we have in the world, and for our brethren. Thankful for sobriety, for our sunshine that we have. Thankful for the all seasons that make us, make the world unique. Thankful for the funny trees, as we experienced a lot of interesting looking ones on our way down here from Texas to Arizona. So thankful for interesting looking and for Yahweh's beauty and the uniqueness of it. And thankful for the blue sky. And thankful for the Barack and Sandy and for Scott, Kim, and for Yami. And thankful for our brothers and sisters on the line. I'm thankful for those who are with my children. And I'm thankful for Yahweh for helping with my season of overcoming, because I am worthy in Him, and nothing can come against my life that's gonna mess it up, because Satan can't mess it up, as he's trying, but he doesn't get to win. So hallelujah, I'll pass with that.
Well, it looks like Scott Scribe Pratt is ministering to the mute, so we'll just let him go ahead and enjoy himself over there on the mute action, and we'll go ahead and we will minister to the people. Hallelujah.
Actually, I wasn't sure if you had moved into the 27 minutes of meditation or...
No, I didn't do it yet.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering. So there was no word one way or the other. I wasn't exactly sure what was going on.
There's a different style between the two of us. I always have the music ready. When somebody's done, the music break is not needing to be announced. It just comes right on, and then that basically says we're going to the next person. You have a style of going ahead and saying something in between each person, and I just, you know, and that's your prerogative. If as a Yajee, if that's how you're moved to do it, that's great. I just have the music ready, and when that music comes on, that tells the person, and it tells everybody out there, oh, I guess that person's done, and we go to the next person. So that's what that's all about. Hallelujah.
All right. Well, I'll try to remember that for next time.
All right.
So
and you don't have to do it that way. I'm just saying you always – Your famous tagline is, thank you very, very much for that, San. Thank you very much for that, Yami. Thank you very much for that, Marissa. And that's pretty much how you do it. And that's fine, you know.
Well, right. It's just, I'd like to, to know, like I said yesterday, okay, with as much as the word hallelujah gets said on this line, if... all a person says at the end of whatever they're saying, hallelujah. Are they praising Yah or are they ending their conversation?
Yeah, and that's why you got to listen real closely, and you got to just be ready to hit the button. But they should, if they're going to be speaking on our line, they should kind of know that at the end of teaching or at the end of whatever they're doing, they should pray themselves out and pray over the message that they just gave or the decrees and declares that they just gave, because it is praise, prayer, decree, and declare. So at the end of your decrees and declares, you know, a person can say a simple enough prayer of, and I ask that all of this is heard from the power of Shamayim above, that everything that I have spoken this morning is sealed by Ruach HaKodesh and fire and the blood of Yeshua. Hallelujah. And I pray this all in the matchless, priceless name of Yeshua. Yeah, I mean, or whatever, you know, I mean, it's just pretty simple. And that's all we're doing. So, yeah. So I can do... I can do some declarations myself here this morning. That would be cool if I can do that. What do you think?
Absolutely. Go for it.
All right. So we'll go ahead and we'll just do the I Am 33 original today. And we'll just declare this. This is the first original that I wrote for myself to set an example for everyone else in the future. I am 33, I am free. 33 I ams, the speak life decrees and declares, I am that I am and I am by Revelation Rock Rice. I am free. I am delivered. I am redeemed. I am recovered. I am transformed. I am an overcomer. I am a new creation. I am beautiful in Yah's eyes. I am a masterpiece of Yah's perfection. I am crucified in Messiah Yeshua, and it's not I that lives, but Yeshua who lives within me. I picked up my olive tree and laid down myself, buried in the living waters of mikvah by the name of my Heavenly Father, Yahweh, His only begotten Son, Yeshua, and His Ruach HaKodesh,
is set apart breath. I am a believer, meaning that I am trusting in Yah. I am obedient to Yah. I am mikvah and ruach of Yah. Completely ruach filled, overflowing, Yah's anointing unto others around me every day. He's the vine, and I am a wild branch, grafted into Yeshua. I am a body part, unified and one, achad, with his body. Hallelujah, I am Hebrew. Hallelujah, I am Messianic. Hallelujah, I am transformed. Hallelujah, I am a transformer. Hallelujah, I am a demon hunter. Hallelujah, I am a son of I am Yah. I am powerful in Yah. I am a blood-bought saint of the living Yeshua. I am a follower and not just a fan. I am salt. I am light. My praise is a sweet fragrance unto the lover of my soul. I am gifted by Yah. I am favored by Yah. I am a man after Yah's own heart. I am a faithful follower of Yahweh, whose son is the way, the truth, and the life. I am a man of action. I am a doer of Yah's word. I am a warrior in Yah. I am a winner in Yah. I am victorious in Yah. I am a champion in Yah. Greater is he that is in me than he that's in this world. I am a humble shaliach of Ahava in the royal priesthood of the Melechem of Melechems and Adonai of Adonais. That's the King of Kings and Foundation of Foundations, whose name is Yahusha HaMashiach. I am Revelation Rock. I am a visionary. I am an overseer. I am an evangelist. I am a prophet. I am a shepherd. I am a teacher. I am a shaliach. I oversee Love Inc., including all that is embodied in it. Love Live Ruach Remnant Reality Radio, Love for Truth, Praise, Prayer, Decree, and Declare, Wealth of Wisdom, the RIP 2.0, the Hebrews News, and many other programs that have been brought forth over the years. I am glad that we have implemented this 33 IMs as a I Am Free 33 daily exercise that is spoken out loud, preferably in front of a mirror, which I don't know if Scribe ever has done with Marissa, but that is going to be done here. It is the way that we do it, if you really want to be in our program, because there's a lot that happens when you have to look at yourself in the eyes, in a mirror, day after day. It's a lot of transformation that happens in that process. A minimum list of 33 IMs is a great place to start. We in Transform teach this daily power principle of speak life to help individuals create a Yah image, which replaces the oftentimes poor self image. We find that most people are seemingly stuck with and bound in the bondage of little to no confidence. In Transform, they learn to replace that confidence with Yahfidence, building ourselves on his sure foundation of foundations rather than upon Satan's sinking sand, and conning ourselves into thinking that it's about him, when in reality, when we're in confidence, we're usually building a self-image and not a Yah image, and therefore there's a deception within self. We no longer want to live in those deceptions. We want to bring forth the Ruach and Emet in our worship. The true worshipers will worship him in Ruach and Emet. So every day we start our day with Yahweh in Transformed Recovery, Praise, Prayer, Decree, and Declare, teaching by action by our very actions, the Speak Life Power Principle into each person's life. We encourage you to participate in this exercise each morning, as it will build you, not build your confidence, not build your self-image, but it will build your Yah-fidence and your Yah-image. Oh, hallelujah, we praise you today, O Abba Yah, and we thank you for these revelations you've given us over the years as to how to transform a life, as to how to go from lost to found, how to go from ignorant to wise. We just need all the knowledge, all the understanding, all the power from you to take steps forward by action and to bathe and soak everything in a praying heart, one that is not only speaking to you, but a meditating heart that is listening to your voice. We want to know you, Yah. So we open ourselves up this day for you to speak to us and through us as we continue to seek your face each day. We need you. We cannot do this life without you. So let us not rush off into our day and try to do it on our own, but instead let us do it with you, leading every step, guiding every moment, and showing us how to do what needs to be done, giving us direction, giving us conviction, giving us correction, giving us the reproof that we need to stay on the course, your course, the course that you have for us, hallelujah, and not straying to the left nor to the right, but on a straightway path of righteousness, in the way, the truth, and the life of Yahushua HaMashiach, that we will see his path, we will see his way, and we will know that we are his Galal Talmudim, his committed disciples, his committed followers, those that came from Galilee, hallelujah, committed Talmudim, disciples, followers, students. Let us learn of you this day, even as you bring forth your teachers, Yeshua, onto this line, even as Scott Scribe Pratt has the power of Ruach HaKodesh within him and has received the overflowing power time and time again as he's reached up to the Shamayim to receive that fresh manna from heaven each day, that fresh anointing that is necessary to break the yoke. You have given him gifts, and he is walking in his gifts each day, and I pray an overflow of Ruach HaKodesh come upon him like he's never seen before, that he will come to a place of Yah amazing grace, that it will be beyond comprehension of everything that you could ever do for him, that it goes beyond anything that he could even think, ask, or hope for, and that he has an expectation to win. He is expecting to win because he has your word on it. You have given him your word on it. The promises are for him. The promises are for him to have manifestation of Ruach happening in his life like never before. We ask for you to keep him on focus and that he will always do the necessary steps daily for success. That demon that has lied in the past is cast out. The demon that tells him not to go talk to someone is gone. It must flee and never come back again. For he will talk to another person and another person and another person, and he will begin to be the relationship master. He will be the love relationship master, and he will unify the body in his walk as a shaliach. And people will hear the wisdom come out, even as Stephen Shipley right now is breaking into a whole new prison system and has to develop all new relationships
It has to find those that are in Celebrate Recovery, those that are in Alcoholics Anonymous, those that are in Narcotics Anonymous, those that are in some of the other Christian call-outs that he is attending, those that are in some of the other Hebrew Roots call-outs that he is attending, and that he is able to reach those people and be a voice of truth for you. Even as Yami herself goes out and she speaks life into these dry places, where dry bones need to come alive, let her be the one that has been chosen by Abba Yah to go into those dry places and bring life. And dry bones will come alive because she speaks life, she speaks faith, she speaks hope. And if there's one thing that we can all go out and do as our number one form of contact, the number one way that we make contact with new people, new souls, people that need in this life, is to be the hope. To be the hope for others that there's a better way, and that's the way of Yeshua. The way, the truth, and the life that's in Yeshua HaMashiach. We decree it and we declare it this day that the ministers of love will walk according to his riches and kavod, and that we will show forth to this world by example that we are not stuck in poverty, that Satan can't hold us into brokenness and make a bad testimony of our lives, where we always have to be the borrower. We need to go from borrower to lender. We need to be the ones that have the overflow and the provision and to be able to show people by action, by testimony, that we are champions in Yah. We are winners in Yah. We have overcome poverty. We have overcome brokenness. We have overcome that pathetic place that Hasatan Gadriel wants us to be in as beggars. Begging for this and begging for that. Can I borrow? Can I borrow? Can I have? Can I have? Can I? Please, please, please. And that thought, that aching thought that comes from lack, that is not where we walk. Our ministers of love overflow in all of the true riches, in all of the health that is our wealth, the ruachal health, the mental health, the emotional health, and the physical health, and the financial health. We have a healthy status with Abba Yah. And we can be trusted, Abba Yah, so whatever's been holding us back that you have not let the complete flow of provision come into these ministers of love's life, I pray that that floodgate opens up because they now can be trusted. They are not going to squander away and create more debts and overdraft accounts and create an insanity in their lives because of their irresponsibilities. That will never happen again. That was a past sin that has been blotted out. You have forgiven them, and I ask, Abba Yah, that you give them that berachot assurance, that they can know that they know that they know that they know that that broke person has been crucified. That lack person has been crucified. That person who never had enough is now dead. And now they are the overflowing person. That person that overflows into the lives of others each day with a berachot assurance that they truly are walking in wealth. Wealth in the health in every area of their life. And they share that health with others, and you go ahead and duplicate that. You go ahead and pour out even more berachot in every one of their lives. In every situation, everything they put their hand to prospers, everything. And they don't, as they put their hands on the plow to go to work today, because you have called them to work, they don't turn back. They keep their hand on the plow. They keep their eyes on the prize. They keep themselves on a straightway path of righteousness, kavod, and overcoming everything that is in their way. They don't let the little bumps in the road bother them. They don't complain. They don't murmur, mama, dada, please help me. Oh, I got it so rough. They don't do it ever again. No, they're not whiners, they're winners. Hallelujah, they are champions at life. And they teach that by example. The light shines so bright through them that they have an attraction principle that is out of this world. It is something so unique and so different that others look at them and say, wow, what happened to you? I remember you 30 years ago at the UPC ABC and you were a loser. I remember you. You used to fall asleep in church and had your mouth hanging open. And it was embarrassing to have to sit next to you because others were laughing at you. And now you are awake. Now you are amazing. You inspire me. I don't laugh at you. I laugh with you at how you left Satan in the dust so many years ago. You are a leader in the kingdom of Abba Yah. You are honored. Even as you have honored the Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, you now are exalted and lifted up. To be high and lifted up, shining in the light of His kavod. Pour out your ruach in love, and we sing Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. I want to see you. Can we see Him high and lifted up? Can we look to the mountains off in my distance straight ahead and say, where does my help come from? My help comes from Yahweh, the maker of heaven and earth. I lift my eyes into the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from Yahweh, the maker of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Sing it. Sing it in the morning. Bring it. Bring it in the morning. Don't just go through the motions. This is not a dress rehearsal. This is your life. No, Abraham. No, Abraham. No, Abraham. Abraham. Hey. Hey. Quiet. Stop it. Stop it, I said. I said stop it. Stop it, I said. Be quiet. Bad dog. Go lay down. You don't have to bark at someone, not unless they come on our property. Then the watchdog comes out. Otherwise, you're just looking, and you're watching them. Now you sit, and you stay. You're a great watchdog, but they have a right to walk down the street. Now let the rest of the dogs bark. You're not going to bark. You're a good boy. Yeah, you stay. You stay, and you be quiet. You watch them, though. You can watch them, but you can't say nothing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, Abba Yah is so good. It's good to be at my Arizona home, my snowbird home, a little bit early
at this time of year. By next year, we will probably be investing our time at this time of year in El Paso area. And working at our El Paso locations, we'll probably have some homes built. Maybe Marissa might own one of those homes on that property that we just stayed at. And we can put a house there. Maybe she'll have another house down at the other place, and she can own a house there. Home ownership can be a reality in more than one place. Mm-hmm. And her dreams can open up, and she can see the vision. Even as she's saying that she can run transitional living homes for women, she spoke that into existence this morning. She said that she is going to run transitional homes for women. Hallelujah. And she didn't even have a doubt in her mind. She said, I can do it. Now that is what we need to all start doing and believing that Yah can use us to change women's lives. Marissa can help to be a healer of hearts. And she's crying right now because she is seeing her life transform right before her very eyes. And it's a beautiful thing, guys. You all need to get to that place of Yah Amazing Hanan, where you see his favor pouring out. You see your heart turning. And I just want to compliment Marissa. Is an incredible cleaning lady. She has mastered something in her life. And right now, that's one thing to build off of that she's really good at. I gave her a task of cleaning the area where her bed was going to be and that whole area of my den. And when I walked back in there, there wasn't one spot on the floor. It was actually shining when I looked at it in the distance. There wasn't a smudge. And then after she did that, she moved over to the kitchen and she cleaned all that. And then after that, she went to the dining room and she cleaned all of that. And then after that, she went into the living room and she cleaned all of that. She worked her butt off yesterday, and I am so proud of her. It was so good to see her work and be focused and get her done. Got her did. She did it. Hallelujah. And I told her how proud of her that I was. We rearranged the furniture in a really cool little way, and she's got a beautiful little spot in the house that's hers. It's private. And I just pray for a really good price on another little portable wall that we can also use to give her a little bit more privacy even. But we're off to a great start, and I feel comfortable with what's going on in that den area of the house. She was able to get the Roku running and turn on some praise music nice and loud while she was working, and she did an outstanding job. So that's a praise report. I just wanted to give a good word. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. And now there's going to be more stuff going on. Did you turn the water off?
Off now.
No. Well, first off, you didn't water long enough because you didn't look at the clock like I told you to. You just started moving the hose. So 5 minutes in each of the three areas, which is a total of 15 minutes. And then you throw the hose over the fence. And then you hit that tree there, and then you hit those trees there, and then you get those trees there.
So
turn the water back on. And while we have this time of worship today, as I've led this into prayer, now we're going to go into our 27 minutes. And we're just going to soak in it today. And we're going to believe for these prayers to be manifested in the life of Scribe, in the life of Yami, in the life of Marissa. We decree it, we declare it, we proclaim it. And yes, we will add Jennifer to the list and just say, I believe that Jennifer is coming to a revelation in her life, a place where she is realizing that she is nothing without Abba Yah. And all the business she does and all the things that she does means nothing if she does not put Yah first as her first love. So I pray that he is first, And I pray that he motivates her and encourages her and serves her as a best friend. And she will serve him with gladness of heart. That she will smile to the Shemayim, to the heavens, and she will say, I love you, and I thank you for being my friend. My friend that sticks closer than a brother, Yeshua HaMashiach, I love you. And he will walk with her and talk with her and tell her that she is his own. Hallelujah, we praise you. And we thank you for manifestation of Ruach HaKodesh and fire in Jennifer's life, that she walks in authority, she walks in power, and that by her hand, Berachot just flows, and that she has the most incredible time right now in business that she's ever seen, because he is pouring himself out into her, and she is letting him flow through her, and the manifestations of greatness that have been on back order for far too long are now coming right now by the blood of Yahusha HaMashiach. Let's soak in it. Let's pray it up. I pray that San, my wife, is just overwhelmed by Malachim right now as she is settling back into what she needs in life, which is routine. And for her to break out of that routine and to go travel like she just did, she handled it the best that I've ever seen her do it. And I'm so proud of her. And I just know that Abba Yah is smiling at her and saying, well done, my good and faithful servant. And all those areas that she's been pricked in the heart to convict, to change, that she's changing those things. She is working 1 through 7 in the Kitvei Kadesh. 1 through 7, those steps, 1 through 7, are happening. And even 8 and 9, as we love each other and we start going into the relationship mode of forgiving others and have healing and restoration in our love relationships with others, we now move into 8 and 9, Kitvei Kadesh. Oh, yes, 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 yeah. We praise you and we thank you. By the blood of Yahusha HaMashiach, we pray. Yami. Oh, hallelujah.
הוא יצליח לנו, אנחנו עבדה, נקום ובנינו, אין מקום לפחד, אין זמן לבזבז, במדבר כל קורא כאן במדבר סולו לו דרך, ישרו לו מסילה, הרימו כל מכשול, הנה הוא כבר בא, תאירו כל ישר, הזמן להתעורר. במדבר, כל קורא כאן במדבר. כולנו מחכים בציפייה שתתגלה לנו במלוא כוחך, אז ישמעו כי אדוני דיבר. במדבר, כל קורא כאן במדבר. במדבר, כל קורא כאן במדבר.
Bye. is to defraud.
seas where we've come to bow down. The throne of mercy is where we've come to bow down. The throne of mercy is where we've come to bow down. Oh, the throne of mercy is where we've come to bow down. Yes, we worship Yeshua. Yes, we worship the great I am. Yes, we worship Yah.
I can face everything.
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Everybody falls sometimes. Gotta find the strength to rise from the ashes and make a new beginning. Anyone can feel the ache. You think it's more than you can take, but you're stronger.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah. Welcome to Love Live, Ruach Remnant Reality Radio. Rev. Rock Yajay for Yahweh with Scott Scribe Pratt, my co-Jay Yajay, and we are bringing forth the praise, prayer, decree, declare, and the wealth of wisdom to you as some morning manna that is the greatest breakfast you can have to start your day with Yahweh. Hallelujah. We just thank you for being with us. If you're just tuning in, you have missed, let's see here. I turned this thing on at 4:37, and it says that it is 6:57. So you have missed yourself already 2.5 hours of incredible time of worship, watching the sunrise. Hallelujah. Here in Phoenix, Arizona,
our snowbird home that we are to come in the wintertime, but we were not prepared yet to be in El Paso in the summertime. But we're going to get our schedules going. We've been away from home for a long time, and this is definitely the home of Abe for sure. Somehow he snuck his way in here. I don't know how that happened, because I didn't let him in. Somebody just let him in. But he's soaking wet because he likes to play the game with the hose in the morning. And he definitely loves to have water sprayed right in his face. And he bites it and bites it and bites it and has a great time. And he gets a shower in the process, and he gets to cool down, and it's a cool dog thing. It's a cool master dog thing to play the game together. Marissa got to play that game with him this morning as she has been watering the goodness garden. I'm not sure what she's doing in the bathroom brushing her teeth right now when she left the water running outside. So I think she has a lot to learn about the responsibility of watering, because it's costing all of us that live in the Home of Shalom money as the water continues to run. And the hose is supposed to be moved every 5 minutes is what I taught her. So again, we are in transformation. We are in the IN program. Marissa is in it right now. We're teaching responsibilities, and we're teaching her how to actually run the goodness garden. Did you shut the water off? No kidding. Yeah. Yeah. And you're making the bill go higher, and you're being irresponsible. So move the hose like I told you. Okay. So we are teaching disciplines, and it's as important moving a hose for water as it is to only take a, you know, 10 minute shower max, right? As it is to not waste electricity that has to be paid for, or to waste anything in life, because that's all part of stewardship. And all of us has to learn to discern what is too much and what is too little. Addicts have a tendency to always go overboard in everything. I have been guilty of that sin myself, that I always thought that more was better. And sometimes more is less, or less is more. And you got to kind of get that balance in life. And that's a huge lesson for all of us to learn. So Scott Scribe Pratt, if you want to just go ahead and chime in on this little lesson right now that I'm throwing out there as a live lesson, unexpected, but it should always be ready in season and out of season to be able to talk about discipline, because we all have to discipline ourselves in our walk with Abiyah to be the best that we can be, and to teach others to be their better best as well. Hallelujah. What do you say?
Well, hallelujah. I completely agree, even though I'm still wanting in that area in certain ways. My goodness garden right now is overgrown with weeds. Sometimes, especially up here in this time of year, it's hard to keep up on it, regardless of how small it is. I don't know what else I can say on the issue without sounding too much like a hypocrite, because I have far more work to do in that area than I would like to have to admit. But as far as the water goes, I completely understand that. Now, that situation, it is in your best interest to learn these habits early, which is why they're supposed to be taught from little on, which is exactly what Yahweh intended from the very beginning. Now, obviously, the instructions that we have from him in written form are for our benefit for a time such as this, But when life first began, when humanity first started, first existed, and Yahuwah first communicated with humanity, and though it was not in the book of Genesis, it was far before that, that conversation, those instructions were supposed to be given mouth-to-mouth, as it were, face-to-face. It was supposed to be an ongoing thing that when you woke up, when those morning breezes first moved the animal skins on the tent, or the first bird started chirping, or whatever the situation was, as the first stream of light came into the cave, you rose, you talked to your offspring, you talked to your kids, and you instructed them in righteousness. You instructed them in proper behavior. And if it didn't happen, there were far more dangers that were ever present back then than there are now, depending on where you live. But it's still an excellent idea. It's still an excellent instruction to begin those instructions as early as possible so that children can learn, because even Solomon tells us if you raise up a child in the way he should go when he's old, he'll not part from it.
So check this out. Marissa's comment when she came out of the bathroom, because she realized her phone was blaring, and then she realized that I was confronting her about the water while she was in the bathroom brushing her teeth. She came out and she said, "Oh, we got to pay for water."
No, well, you see, that's just it. How do you
get to 38 years of age in life like she is and not understand that you have to pay for water? These are the things that we have to correct. This is what I'm saying. You said raise up a child in the way that they should go. A teenage mentality is just that the refrigerator gets full on its own with food. Teenage mentality, of a kid is going to think that all of everything just runs in a house without anybody having to work and pay bills to make sure that all those lights are turned on and all the gas is working, or the, electric, heat or air conditioner. Our bill on electricity goes down in the winter time because we don't have no heat to supply. We don't turn it on. In fact, we open up the windows in the winter time in Arizona. But in the summertime, right now, we got the air conditioning going and we got fans on underneath the air conditioning vents to blow the cold air around the house to keep it even cooler so you don't have to turn the temperature so low. And make it work even harder. So, 81 degrees is where we turn the air conditioner to. But when it's 125 outside and there's a 40 degree difference, 81 is pretty comfortable. So right. Your body adjusts and you get pretty used to it. But if you get comfortable without ever having a mentor in your life to continue to teach you, which is what's supposed to happen with young people, according to what I see in the Torah. I don't know what you see there, but I see in the Torah that mentorship is huge. So the whole ministry of wisdom of the ages that I was encouraging Dean Cook to move forward on, but unfortunately he never got to see that dream fulfilled, but he did get the dream with me and was excited about it because he wanted to minister in those quote-unquote old age homes and wake those people up because they had a lot to offer and a lot to give back. And I think it's a missing wealth of wisdom that's in those facilities. It's in those places. So anyway, now that I'm back on this time zone, I do believe that I'm supposed to have an hour-long meeting with my wife, and maybe she can chime in so we can get back our heads into the schedule. Do you start at 8 West Coast time, or do you start at 9? I can't remember.
8.
She starts at 8. So my meeting was supposed to start 8 minutes ago. Hallelujah. So I'm out. And for all of you that came on a half an hour late today, I'm not saying it to beat you up. I'm just saying it to you guys, you know, I was on 2 hours before you were, according to time zones, you know, sleeping in when you're 2 hours difference in time. It's kind of lame. So I hope you kick yourselves in the rear end right now and then get over it quickly, because I don't want to see you guys doing that anymore. We got a broadcast to do in the morning, and we have to be done by 10 o'clock. 9 o'clock. We got to be done. So I'm revamping the schedule and getting you all on track. And there will be no Wealth of Wisdom study by Scott Scribe Pratt today, because he slept through it by sleeping early. So you guys won't get the benefit of getting that teaching today. You're going to get it tomorrow. And he's going to get on right on time tomorrow. We're going to get this bam, bam, bam like clockwork. And people are not going to have long to do their time. Marissa's not going to get as much time. She's going to have to get her message out quicker. And I inserted a pretty powerful prayer over Scribe, over Yami, over my wife, and over Marissa and Jennifer today, and I hope that you receive it. What I said about the time is not to beat anyone up, but to get everybody to be Yah accountable, because I am your Yah accountable and your Yah J for Yahweh, and I love you all dearly, and I want to see everybody be their better best. So this is a new day. It's a new day. It's on the horizon, and we now have a place to build at Horizon City. So this song is very significant to Sand and I, because we have landed a place on the outskirts of El Paso called Horizon City, in a new subdivision where there is nobody at this time. And it's pretty cool, except for a bunch of people that like to get out there with their guns and shoot out of the back of their trucks and Jeeps and whatever. So, yeah, it's a new day. And the past is gone. You can't get it back. But what you can use the past for is for growth experiences. You can use the past to make you better and become your better best, because you can learn from all your mistakes, and you can say, you know what? I swung the bat and I missed. But you know what? I'm going to hit the ball next time, and I'm not going to strike out. I am going to get up to that plate, and I'm cranking a home run. And you have to believe, you have to have faith, you have to have hope that if you keep swinging that bat, don't stop swinging that bat, don't stop swinging that bat. The movie Church People last night, done by MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell himself with Stephen Baldwin, and his brother actually is in there as well, which is pretty cool, so that he may have gotten one of his brothers saved. We definitely all need to pray for Alec Baldwin, the oldest brother. He is definitely a mess, and he may be up for murder charges for shooting somebody on the scene and killing them, and that's a whole Hebrews news story in and of itself. But I'm just going to say hallelujah. We're going to start our day with Yahweh. Past is gone. Let's grow from it. Let's quit using letting the devil use our past to beat us up and to hold us back and to hold us down and to waste more time, because that's exactly what he wants to do when we live in guilt and shame. So let's live in the overcoming. Let's live in the positive growth that we can get from our failures, because that's the best thing that you can do with a failure, is just grow from it. If you failed, all right, you failed. Now dust yourself off, pick yourself up, and get back on the saddle again. Remember, Adam and Eve failed. Remember, Noah failed. Remember, Abraham failed. Isaac failed. Yaqub, Jacob, he failed. Esau failed. All the way through,
our entire lineage. We are a lineage of failures. But what makes us successful is that we didn't stay down when the devil got us down. We got back up again because it's a new day on the horizon. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
I feel the blood rushing through my veins. I'm ready for change. They keep telling me to stay in my lane, but it's screaming my name. My heart is racing, the elements we're facing got us pushing through the night. I feel the pressure, but when we come together, we'll journey through the morning light. It's our destiny.
Living up life to save. Help is on the way, round in the corner.
darkness, he's in the cold. Just like the morning, he always shows. It may be midnight or midday, it's never early.
Till I die and they put me in the coffin. Yeah. Don't matter if I'm on the road or if I'm recording. Tell me what you think about me, that really ain't important. You know I'm a representative, I ain't playing, can't afford to. I only got one life, I'ma get it, y'all. And this is not an act, not a movie, not a TV show. I don't know what quit me, I don't never take it slow. You know I'm on the grind, me and Toby in the studio.
Go for the king, what you know about that? Say you going harder,
I doubt that.
You say you doing work, but you asking where the couch at. How you doing work when you asking where the couch at?
God is not a crutch, you can use them when you wanna.
You only look to heaven when you going through some drama.
And when they going through some problems,
and that's the only time you call them.
I guess I don't understand.
You speak. rain. When you speak life with the words you say, raise your thoughts a little higher.
like the sun, cut like precious diamonds, with colors by the millions. This is the only world we know, and for now this rental's our home. If we gon' be a reflection, gotta make this dirt rock glow. Just so you know.
Life shines bright everywhere we go. Music for the people to illuminate the show. Life shines bright everywhere we go. Music for the people making music for the people. Life shines bright everywhere we go. Music for the people to illuminate the show. Life shines bright.
In the city might be more than pretty pretty. That freaky shine might be more than meets the eye. Anytime you see the sparkle in the dark, you might look deeper, deeper. It might be more than simply fear. Yo, that smile might be joy that's connected to the spirit. The spirit might be contagious. If you dare, you dare come near it. I remember, can't forget. Peace that you can't second guess. Sparkle as the light reflects. We write and pay it forward checks.
Light shine bright everywhere we go. Music for the people to illuminate the show. Light shine bright everywhere we go. Music for the people making music for the people. Light shine bright everywhere we go. Music for the people to illuminate the show. Light shine bright everywhere we go. Music for the people, Jesus, music.
Everywhere we go.